Anangaranga, another famous Hindu work about the art of love. Today we represent a fragment regarding the four types of women according to their different temperaments and physical attributes. Next, we will learn an ancient purification technique called Vamana Dauti, or the gesture of the elephant, which remedies many stomach disorders caused by an unhealthy lifestyle. Our meditation will be the state of profound communion with the archetype of the initiatic woman. Stay tuned, together with your yogi hosts Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Of the four orders of women, Anangaranga is another famous Hindu work about the art of love. Here we present to you the fragment regarding the four types of women. First, let it be understood that women must be divided into four classes of temperament. These are Padmini, Chitrini, Shankini, and Hastini. These correspond with the four different phases of moksha, or release from further transmigration. The first is Sayujyata, or absorption into the essence of the deity. The second is Samipyata, closeness to the deity, birth in the divine presence. Third is Sarupata, or resemblance to the deity in limbs and material body. The fourth and last is Salokata, or residence in the heaven of a god. The name of a woman is Nari, which means no ari, or foe, and so is moksha, or absorption, because all love it and it loves all mankind. Padmini, then, means Sayujyata, also called Kadgini Moksha, sword release, the absorption of the man into the Narayan, the Godhead, who lives in Hishrabdi, or the Milk Sea, one of the seven oceans, and from whose navel sprang the Padma, or lotus flower. Chitrini is Samipyata Moksha, like those who, having been incarnated as gods, perform manifold and wonderful works. Shankini is Sarupata Moksha, even as the man who takes the form of Vishnu bears upon his body the Shankha, conch shell, or chakra or discus, the other emblems of that god. Hastini is Salokata Moksha, for she is what resides in Vishnu's heaven and is to those of the fourth class who have attributes and properties, shape and form, hands and feet. Personal peculiarities of the four classes. You can now learn by these words to distinguish from one another the four orders of womankind. She in whom the following signs and symptoms appear is called Padmini, or Lotus Woman. Evidently the nervous temperament with due mixture of the bilious and sanguine. Her face is pleasing as the full moon. Her body, well clothed with flesh, is soft as the shiras, a lofty tree with soft and fragrant pollen, or mustard flower. Her skin is fine, tender, and fair as the yellow lotus, never dark-colored, though resembling, in the effervescence and purple light of her youth, a cloud about to burst. Her eyes are bright and beautiful as the orbs of the fawn, well cut and with reddish corners. Her bosom is hard, full, and high. Her neck is goodly shaped as the conch shell, so delicate that the saliva can be seen through it. Her nose is straight and lovely, and three folds of wrinkles cross her middle about the umbilical region. Her yoni resembles the open lotus bud, and her love seed, Kama Salila, the water of life, is perfumed like the lily which has newly blossomed. She walks with swan-like gait, and her voice is low and musical as the note of the coquila bird, usually known as the Indian cuckoo, though its voice is harsh and disagreeable. In poetry and romance, it takes the place of the bulbul of Persia and the nightingale of Europe. She delights in white raiment, in fine jewels, and in rich dresses. She eats little, sleeps lightly, and, being as respectable and religious as she is clever and courteous, she is ever anxious to worship the gods and to enjoy the conversation of the Brahmins. Such, then, is the Padmini, or Lotus Woman. The Chitrini, or Art Woman, the sanguine temperament, is of the middle size, neither short nor tall, with bee-black hair, thin round shell-like neck, tender body, waist lean girth as the lion's, hard full breasts, well-turned thighs, and heavily made hips. The hair is thin about the yoni, the mons veneris being soft, raised and round. The Kama Salila, love seed, is hot and has the perfume of honey, producing from its abundance a sound during the venereal rite. Her eyes roll, and her walk is coquettish, like the swing of an elephant, while her voice is that of the peacock, eaning excellent as that of the peacock, which is not disliked by the Hindus as by Europeans. They associate it with the breaking of the rainy monsoon, which brings joy to the thirsty earth and sun-parched men. She is fond of pleasure and variety. She delights in singing and in every kind of accomplishment, especially handicrafts. Her carnal desires are not strong, and she loves her pets, parrots, mynas, and other birds. Such is the Chitrini, or Art Woman. The Shankini, the bilious temperament, or Conch Woman, is of bilious temperament, her skin being always hot and tawny, or dark yellow-brown. Her body is large, her waist thick, and her breasts small. Her head, hands, and feet are thin and long, and she looks out of the corners of her eyes. Her yoni is ever moist with Kama Salila, which is distinctly salty, and the cleft is covered with thick hair. Her voice is hoarse and harsh, of the bass or contralto type. Her gait precipitates. She eats with moderation, and she delights in clothes, flowers, and ornaments of red color. She is subject to fits of amorous passion, which make her head hot and her brain confused, and at the moment of enjoyment, she thrusts her nails into her husband's flesh. So Apollonius of Rhodes, describing the passion of Medea, says, quote, "The fire which devours her attacks all her nerves and makes itself felt even behind the head, in that spot where pain is most poignant, when an extreme fervor seizes on all the senses." End quote. She is of choleric constitution, hard-hearted, insolent, and even vicious, irascible, rude, and ever addicted to finding fault. Such is the Shankini, or conch woman. The Hastini is short of stature. She has a stout, coarse body, and her skin, if fair, is of a dead white. Her hair is tawny, her lips are large. Her voice is harsh, choked, and throaty, voix de gorge, and her neck is bent. Her gait is slow, and she walks in a slouching manner. Often the toes of one foot are crooked. Her kama salila has the savor of the juice which flows in the spring from the elephant temples. She is tardy and slow in the art of love, and can be satisfied only by prolonged congress. In fact, the longer the better, but it will never suffice for her. She is gluttonous, shameless, and irascible. Such is the Hastini, or the Elephant Woman.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Vamana Dauti, or the Gesture of the Elephant, Part 2. Best time for practicing Vamana Dauti. The gesture of the elephant is recommended on an empty stomach, and therefore the best time to perform it is in the morning. There are some cases in which Vamana Dauti is beneficial even if your stomach is full. Sometimes we eat and drink more than our organism requires or needs. In this case, let us consider our alternatives. To sleep and have nightmares because the food cannot be properly digested. Waking up in the morning more tired than before we slept. Incapable of performing any activity which requires a serious effort. It is good to know that food eaten in excess leads to fermentation and imbalances us in more aspects than just our digestive system. Or to get rid of all the unneeded food so that at least we will get a good night's sleep. Obviously, it is recommended not to overindulge in the first place, so this technique will not be necessary. Nonetheless, what happens if despite the great quantity of water and despite our efforts to throw up, nothing happens? Well, the fact is that the water we ingest will come out the way liquid normally does. Through perseverance, however, we will be able to perform this technique whenever we need to. How often should I perform Vamana Dauti? If there is a need for it, Vamana Dauti can be practiced daily without any problem. The cases in which Vamana Dauti is more than beneficial is for certain disorders of the stomach, such as gastritis, or the cases in which a person wishes to become very pure and to get rid of all the toxins accumulated in the body. Beginners may embark on an adventurous enterprise, 49 days of performing Vamana Dauti daily, then 49 days of Vamana Dauti every other day, then 49 days of Vamana Dauti once every 3 days, and so on until you get to do Vamana Dauti once a week. Vamana Dauti is not recommended for persons suffering from severe disorders of the stomach, of the digestive tube such as ulcer or cancer, as well as for persons suffering of hypertension and cardiac pain. Beneficial effects. Any person eating meat 2 or 3 times a day will have a permanent source of putrefaction within his or her body. In order to become fully convinced by the usefulness of this technique, you should examine your tongue. If your tongue is heavy with substances covering its surface, the chances that your stomach is not clean are quite high. The mucus from the walls of the stomach does not allow the glands which secrete gastric juice to work properly. Under these circumstances, the digestion is no longer a process following its own course. The assimilation of the food will be better if the walls of the stomach are clean. Furthermore, our tendency to overeat, or eat at the speed of light, requires that our stomach be in its best shape to face the challenge. At this stage, the question that comes naturally to one's lips is, will I get fat if my stomach is healthy? The fact is that the cellulite and fat deposits are the result of a malfunction of the stomach, not of its good assimilation. Vamana Dauti, or the Gesture of the Elephant, Part 3. There is a method to test the health of our digestive system. If we eat correctly, if we do not eat excessively or eat food containing animal fat, industrial sugar, or alcohol, if our breath is normal, then we will not notice oscillations in our weight. This simple check indicates clearly the state of our health. From another point of view, it is compulsory to periodically eliminate the residues from the stomach. In cases of people who aren't physically active, the inferior part of the stomach becomes deformed because of the excess of food. In such cases, the stomach always has a leftover amount of food inside it, which combines with the next meal of fresh food, thus disturbing the digestive processes and irritating the stomach and intestinal mucus. Some yogic techniques correct these abnormalities, especially reverse asanas. But even so, their effect should be completed with the more radical and incomparable techniques of Vamana Dauti. Thus, all the residues will be eliminated and the stomach purified, determining a direct improvement on your state of health. Vamana Dauti has beneficial effects in cases of obesity, dyspepsia, and hyperacidity. Contemporary medical science also recommends stomach washing, but done with a stomach pump. Compared to this, Vamana Dauti is a highly superior procedure. Because of the abdominal retraction, the water washes the stomach on its entire surface, while the artificial method cleans only the inferior parts of the stomach. Furthermore, the gesture of the elephant does not irritate the esophagus, as does the tube, and does not involve any kind of apparatus or mechanical assistance. Action on the muscles. The muscles of the abdomen are toned because of the strong contractions of the diaphragm. There are, seemingly paradoxical, beneficial effects on obesity, a better assimilation of food, which is a direct effect of Vamana Dauti, which prevents adipose tissue and cellulite from forming. Action on the liver, intestines, and kidneys. The powerful contractions of the diaphragm act directly on the liver, stimulating the hepatic function in a reflex-like manner. Vamana Dauti stimulates the intestines and the kidneys and even the heart and the lungs. Other effects of purification. Vamana Dauti cleans the skin, heals furuncles and spots, cures the diseases of the gum and teeth, balances excretion and eliminates constipation, indigestion, cough, bronchitis, and insomnia. In conclusion, the practice of Vamana Dauti favors the stomach because the digestion becomes easy and effective. Vamana Dauti is an excellent procedure of purification, both physical and subtle. Practicing this technique daily over a longer period of time leads to refinement, mental purification, elimination of stress and tensions, greater energy, and enhanced self-confidence. The purification of the abdomen has a direct effect on the process of sublimating the energies from the inferior levels. This is an advantage for any person wishing to sublimate his sexual energy and practice sexual continence.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the theme of the state of profound communion with the archetype of the initiatic woman. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the state of profound communion with the archetype of the initiatic woman. Let us begin. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.